Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth, a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Good morning. Happy Monday, and hope everybody had a fantastic last week. We are talking the trade war today on the show. Last week, we had a trade war ripple through Washington and then ultimately the markets. I want to talk about that today here at WVOP 103.1 FM. The show's Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and president of Wealth. It's a wealth management firm that I run and help run, and we help manage money for a number of people also throughout Indiana, throughout the nation. We have a number of states that we have clients in, and we're excited to reach out to you today. Our audience is here local on WVLP 103.1 FM, and then it's also worldwide, I guess, with streaming. So you can find us at WVLP.org. You can also find us at FarrellWealth.com. And you can basically stream, listen to the shows. Also, iTunes, a number of different podcasts are there. And excited to be able to talk to you about money. This show is about money. We bring this show to you to help add some value to you and your life, your family's life, hopefully save you some money and make you some money along the way, too. So that's what we talk about here. You can contact the station, 219-476-9000. As well as if you're interested in advertising on this show or any other shows that are out there. It's a 501c3. It's a charitable contribution. So it's a tax write-off to you and your business or your individual taxes if you like. So feel free to contact us about anything you might like in regards to advertising as well. A little bit of house cleaning here to start the show. We're going to talk about trade war in a second, what exactly that means. So hang with us for a second, but I wanted to mention the Stars Over Valpo. That's it is a event that is hosted here from 6 to 8 o'clock on Sunday, April 15th. And it is a fast-paced concert that really provides a great review of local professional talent that's here. Over 20 diverse musical performances, comedians, you name it. It's very, very fun. And it's a fundraiser for WVLP. Tickets are $20. And you can get tickets at 476-9000 or stop by the studios here anytime between 8 and noon, Monday through Friday. It's a family-friendly concert. It's a great concert. I've taken my kids to it. All ages are invited, and it's just really fast and furious. Every single one of the acts gets up, and then I don't even know how they're able to get off the stage and move on the way that they do, but they people that are much smarter than I am and much more professional in regards to the musical industry are able to handle that. So they do a great job. So I highly recommend you mark April 15th down. It's tax day as well. So come on out, submit tax and into the mail slot there and mail your taxes. And then come out to Duesenberg Recital Hall here in Valparaiso University at the Performing Arts and come on down to the campus. And join us for a fundraiser for WVLP 103.1 FM. All right, so it's a house cleaning that we have. I wanted to mention, and I'm wearing today Culver Academy's regalia. I want to congratulate the Culver Academy's boys basketball team for their win in sectionals against Marion. Came to a 0.2 seconds to drain a free throw, and then ultimately a 70-foot shot that went a little long, thank goodness, but want to congratulate all of the sectional participants that were certainly a very formidable task to get through, the John Glenns and also Marion, Mishawaka Marion, and also South Bend St. Joe. Some really great teams inside the region here. It is basketball time here again, and everyone's loving it as far as high school basketball. Obviously, the March Madness is about ready to start here. It's already started with four teams that have punched their ticket throughout the weekend. And then you saw the Big Ten tournament played for the first time in New York. We are getting over that over here in Indiana. We've had the pleasure of having the Big Ten tournament here in Indianapolis and then Chicago. It does come back to Chicago, so we're excited to have it back in the Midwest, and certainly we'll make sure that we participate in that coming about next year. So interested to see how it, what the results are from the New York trip and actually having it out there, and see if it actually, you know, if it was profitable and if it was a good exposure for the Big Ten. We'll see. But March Madness is crazy. High school basketball is nuts as the sectionals go on. Now everyone goes on to regionals. But I want to congratulate Culver Academies. You can find them at Culver. Congratulations to the guys. They did a great job. Coach Galloway, Mark Galloway is the head coach. And congratulations to all those guys for all their hard work. It's paying off, and certainly look forward to watching the game at regionals. It's at LaPorte, and the regionals this year will be at LaPorte this Saturday this week. Okay, so let's talk the market. So we had another volatile market last week, extremely volatile, up and down. We were down as many as 400 points on Friday just last week. Today we opened down with the futures being down a little over 100. The Dow was down a little over 100 this morning. And right now when I walked in the studio, it was down, I think, only 40. So we paired those losses overall. The NASDAQ's down about 0.5%. And but it had rallied back considerably. Biotech and tech really led the market higher from its lows on Friday. And the it was very interesting to kind of see, because President Trump had come out with his tweet, and as he typically does, there was an announcement of steep steel and aluminum tariffs that has really triggered international fears and a trade war. So what is a trade war? I want to talk about answering questions that you might have about what is a trade war, how it will affect your investments, and how it'll affect your overall finances and your overall wealth. And if there's opportunity, maybe there's some sort of opportunity through all this to be able to think about what might happen here. What exactly would a trade war entail? Look, on Friday, President Trump said, when a country, USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win. Now, it's not that simple, really, but here's what you really kind of need to know the situation, you know, overall, a situation at hand. A trade war is one potential result of protectionism. It describes a situation in which countries, they retaliate against a country that imposes trade barriers, such as tariffs and quotas. And this would really kick off a string of sort of a tit-for-tat response that escalates these tensions back and forth. I decide to tariff your goods that come in the country, you just tariff what comes into your country. So why is everybody talking about a trade war? What exactly happened? Well, on Thursday, President Trump said that his administration would impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports as early as this week. And that's a big deal, considering the United States is the world's largest steel importer. So it's really not clear if the president intends to exempt allies like Canada and the European Union, but because there really were no details in this whole post. He just did it. Now, there have been reports that he did it on them, against the advice of many of the people in his cabinet, but he did it nonetheless. So it's really trying to figure out what the how it affects the market, and that's what we really care about here on this show. But countries are already warning that they'll slap retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports if they are affected. So tariffs, let's go as simple as possible here and just teach a little simple tariff math. A tariff is a tax, and it's or a duty with that the government places on a class of imported goods. So tariffs on exports typically are very rare. Now, in theory, this makes the foreign products more expensive and therefore really less desirable to consumers. Now, this boosts domestic makers' product, but because they don't have to pay the tax. And the tariff is collected by customs officials and then ultimately goes to the government. So if you impose a 10% or even a 25% tariff, like he mentioned, on steel, that would be collected as foreign steel would come into this country and ultimately would go into the government coffers. Now, how does that help? How does that help American steel? Well, it helps American steel because they'll be able to compete based on price here in this country. So why does the United States want to put tariffs on steel and aluminum? Sounds like a pretty easy question, right? The goal is to protect domestic industry by propping American steel and aluminum manufacturers. Now, the hope is that steel and aluminum from other countries will get more expensive due to new taxes, and more businesses will turn to American steel and aluminum makers overall to fill this demand. Now, theoretically, that would breathe new life into industries that have been struggling for years in regards to American steel manufacturers and aluminum manufacturers. And that was case in point, an aluminum manufacturer owner in Kentucky that owns a plant down there said that they were running at about 40% capacity right now. And it was reported, he came out on the news and said that he would run it immediately once it's signed into law at 100%. So they would ramp up based on these tariffs because they'd be able to compete and fill the supply. So that's why why do the United States want to put tariffs on steel and aluminum? Now, next question, will these tariffs actually help American manufacturers? And really the jury's still out on that. So this is really a yes and no answer. American steel and aluminum manufacturers could certainly boost. It's not clear that they'll have the capacity to meet the huge surge in the demand. Now, other sectors of American manufacturing might hurt rising steel and aluminum prices. The tariffs would raise the cost of goods overall, raw goods for automakers like Ford, General Motors, as well as Boeing. And that could be bad for jobs in factories owned by these companies. Now, it's interesting, there was a report that said that it was going to cost GM over $1 billion if that was the case. And yet the stock was up. It's up today. It ended up being up 50 cents or so. And so it was very interesting to see that basically what should happen and what is happening are two totally different things. So that's why you want to be aware of things and make sure that you're listening in to shows like this and also other shows to be able to make sure that you get as much information as possible. So what about the tariffs? Will the tariffs cause prices to go up? I think that's really what everybody cares about, how it'll affect you. And the cost of products like beer, baseball bats, and cars could go up due to the tariffs if the companies that make these products decide to really pass on this increased cost of steel and aluminum onto consumers. Now, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, he came out and over the weekend, he insisted that any related price increase would be very minimal. In fact, he mentioned it would be pennies. To a manufacturer. Now, they were talking today on CNBC. There was a number of different guests that were on talking about, well, pennies really matter in regards to a slim margin type business. And if you're talking increasing to one or even two pennies per can and you're doing millions of cans, obviously that does matter and it does eat into your bottom line. So, look, It will make a difference. We don't really know how it will, and that's what we're trying to figure out. And I think what's the market's trying to figure out, too. That's why we were down 400 points on Friday, and we rallied back to be basically unchanged. So first and foremost, you care about the negative impact it will have on their domestic steel and aluminum industries, and you worry about it hurting sales and jobs. But an imposition of a tariff like this will do nothing other than distort trade and ultimately will lead to the loss of jobs. This is what the Australia trade minister said in a statement. Now, today it was mentioned that Australia might be affected. But we're still figuring out exactly what this means, how big it is, and how fast we're talking about China. And look, China doesn't want to trade wars, and I think we really were. So I think a lot of this is just a flip to get sold up. But We'll see. That said, a lot and the tariff cost price up. The tariff actually, American need to be answered and they will be. So how everyone affected in the countries, how will they respond? Will there be a adversarial back and forth? Many countries have been very clear if they are hit by tariffs, and hit by European, for example, doing some Davidson, Cycle, Urban Whiskey, Vidine, name anything can be would as well American car. Now, President Trump came back and said, well, we'll put it to European cars and enter it back. So this whole back and forth thing just didn't seem very productive. But let's just put Europe as it do. We'll see what happens. President warned about this a while ago. It was over and we're there and at Davos. And BC was due. So it's really no surprise. It's just, I think everybody kind of got a while and see how this goes. I think a lot of it's more of a, personally, more of a tactic of negotiation for the wood pending coming. So we'll see how this affects overall arc and negotiation. Mexico and Canada, more so in Europe. But let's talk about, or China. Let's say what China has to do all of this. Well, it is a lot to do. Past the president's work on deal really been done, and China's world is elated. Percent real camp trail, needing deep excess steel. Into the global market purpose, which he said made it impossible for American companies to compete. And many of them steel companies have said, they've certainly reiterated that. So, well, a trade war will erupt now depends really large on China's reaction. And really quiet. So they don't seem too bothered right now, but it has to be tough for some steel. They've said it would do anything again America if it was to actually happen. This hasn't happened yet. So I think that's a lot of what. We're just sort of figuring out. Now, the Trump administration investing in electric property, the outcome of that probe could play indigenous response as well. So we'll see how that goes. It's all about politics here. So unfortunately, that's what drives me crazy in regards to market, because when politics is affected in regards to market, it's usually bad in Washington to be in the market. So let the market be the market. And now, as we've been talking, the market is really strong. Company doing very, very well. Been a number of apps out there, 8 to 500 numbers for this year. So, seen a lot of this to the market. So, but it does affect it and volatility. So, another question here is which U.S. country be tariffs from which industries we hit with? So, obviously, agricultural exports like soy to be vulnerable. Regardless. Other nations could choose by planes from Airbus to Boeing. Saw Boeing stop. Recently, China retaliates. It could focus on consumer electronics, it could be Apple, semiconductors, you've seen it, Qualcomm, and a number of others that might be affected. What's happening with stocks? About our focus here is the trade war really beat the stocks. Dow was down 120 on Thursday, and then down 400 on Friday. Shares of Boeing fell 3%, General Motors dropped 4%, fumbled 3%, U.S. Steel went up 6%, and CA Aluminum, that's 7% on Thursday. The stocks were down on Friday. So, volatility, you saw the Dow is 400 Friday, and it lost, finished down only 1%. I mentioned. Now, again, we're not recommending any way any stock, just basically on the system. What happened in this, what had this announcement. What happens next is the question out to do is, since their idea is very short on deal, on their list up in the air, so they, the president really did not know which he was meaning. All he tweeted was, we must protect country and our war, steal and that shit. If you don't have steel, you'd have a country. So it's obvious the first thing he might be able to assure there's news. How that's done is obviously extreme all right now. So that's basically, I want to be able to bother and argue, was it like it's duty or tax? And then, why is everyone talking about this trade war? It sounds like this is going to be it for much of this month. Certainly looks like March is going to be brought about, especially if these tariffs actually go in effect. Bay doesn't have said he's going to do it within a week. It looks like most of the industry is going to see it. And it seems like after first show on the market, and last week just being a dreadful week, the initial reaction was to be spooked, and now they're trying to figure out exactly what this all means and what it would actually entail. It's very difficult to not have the information you need to have in regards to your investments, and that's exactly what's happened here. I'm not a fan of anyone but the President of the United States, so these things do make an effect, and they really shouldn't be, unless we can actually have some sort of data to figure it out or at least digest it. So it's out there. We'll see what it looks like in regards to what it means for each industry, also what it means for America, our relations with our neighbors here, that we have friendly relations with Canada and Mexico. How it will affect NAFTA relations and as far as the negotiations in regards to that. it's all going to be very, very interesting and affect what is going on in the market and add extreme volatility. It's already been seen. So make sure that you are investing wisely. You're taking into consideration all these different things that are out there as far as the information that's for you to be able to digest. Highly recommend you do your homework like we always talk about on this show. We always make sure that you are investing with a long-term time horizon. Many of these things are just easy blips that are just speed bumps along the road, and certainly things that you wish wouldn't necessarily be considered, but they need to be. Just like Brexit back in 2016 with the market dropping over 600 to 800 points overnight affected the world, the same thing goes with a tariff being raised here in America and a trade war that ultimately could happen not only between the United States and Canada and Mexico, but the United States and Europe, the United States and Great Britain. And with certainly Great Britain has been against this, but then, of course, the United States and China. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here. So, and if you have any questions on what are tariffs and what they actually mean, please don't hesitate to email me at greg@farrellwealth.com. I'd be happy to answer any of your emails. I usually take a ton of time during the weekends to be able to devote time to the emails that you send, and I appreciate the fact that you're very, very well-educated listeners out there that have some great questions. So I'd be happy to listen to or happy to answer any emails. Of course, you can reach us here at 219-476-9000 in regards to the show here at WVLP. WVLP is a community radio station, so I highly recommend you participate, whether it be as an individual or in listening to the shows that are here, but certainly advertising on the show. If it is a business, we can get you an advertising packet and let you know exactly what is entailed with advertising this show. And then again, I mentioned Stars Over Valpo. Don't forget, radio, so basically it's at Duesenberg Recital Hall here in Valparaiso University, which is a fantastic university. I was actually lucky enough to teach an entrepreneurial class there on Monday. And if that class is any indication of our future in America with the youth that we have here, up and coming, is extremely impressive. They are very inquisitive, well-educated, and fantastic human beings that I got to meet there. We also was lucky enough to teach at Indiana University Northwest just a week ago as well. That was a class on branding that were well over 60-some people there between juniors and seniors. And the AMA, the Marketing Association, sponsored that. That was a fantastic event, and I was flattered to be a part of that. I highly recommend if you are an IUN student or you're looking at Indiana University Northwest that you look into that organization as well. They do a fantastic job. You can see our tweets on that if you follow us at Farrell Wealth, and you can also see on the website some of the events and basically be able to contact them at the AMA at IUN. So, Stars Over Valpo is at Duesenberg Recital Hall. It's a fundraiser for WVLP. Tickets are $20. Highly recommend that you grab your tickets. You can call here at 476-9000, 219-47. And you can also stop by the office here if you're local. It's a family-friendly concert, and it, like I mentioned earlier. Again, want to congratulate the Culver Eagles and Culver Academies for their win in sectionals. Looking forward to hopefully bringing you some good news next Monday on their regional win as we march on our way towards state here in boys basketball. I want to congratulate all the high school athletes out there. Farrell Wealth is a sponsor of a number of different radio shows or advertisings for high school sports here locally. And just want to be able to give a shout-out to all those hard workers out there. They're doing a great job on the high school level in regards to sports. The show's Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm that we manage money for a number of people here locally throughout Indiana and then throughout a number of states in the nation. We're a registered financial advisor. We talk the market here on this show. We talk money. And we just try to update you on what's going on. Today was all about trade wars. And what exactly does that entail? I hope I was some sort of help and I was add some value to you and your family. I hope that you have a fantastic week. Welcome March. We're excited to get rid of February. I always call it the armpit of the year. And officially, it's gone. So looking forward to a great spring. I hope you have a fantastic and profitable week. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money. Get back.